Random House Audio presents The Emperor's Tomb by Steve Barry. Read for you by Scott Brick. Study the past if you would define the future. Confucius. History is a maiden, and you can dress her however you wish. Chinese proverb. All countries, large and small, suffer one defect in common: the surrounding of the ruler with unworthy personnel. Those who would control rulers first discover their secret fears and wishes. Han Fei Tzu, 3rd century BCE. Prologue. Northern Areas, Pakistan, Friday, May 18th, 8:10 a.m. A bullet zipped past Cotton Malone. He dove to the rocky ground and sought what cover the sparse poplars offered. Cassiopeia Vit did the same, and they belly crawled across sharp gravel, finding a boulder large enough to provide the two of them protection. More shots came their way. "This is getting serious," Cassiopeia said. "You think?" Their trek had so far been uneventful. The greatest congregation of towering peaks on the planet surrounded them. The roof of the world, 2,000 miles from Beijing, in the extreme southwestern corner of China's Xinjiang Autonomous Region, or the northern areas of Pakistan, depending on whom you asked, smack up against a hotly disputed border. Which explained the soldiers. "They're not Chinese," she said. "I caught a glimpse. Definitely Pakistanis." Jagged, snowy summits as high as 20,000 feet shielded glaciers, patches of green-black forest and lush valleys. The Himalaya, Karakoram, Hindu Kush, and Pamir ranges all merged here. This was the